In immigrant communities, seminars to help the undocumented seek relief under the president's executive order turned somber as expectations were dashed. The initiative is on hold. In Arizona, Idalia Cervantes had hoped her Mexican-born parents would be protected from deportation.
We're heartbroken. We heard about this at midnight, and it was tears.
Hours later, confirmation from the White House.
We're not going to disregard this federal court ruling, so we're not going to be actually taking applications until this case is settled.
A definitive resolution will take time, according to University of Massachusetts Director of Legal Studies, Paul Collins.
And the law really is not black or white on this one. If it went to the Supreme Court and they ruled on the merits of this case, it probably wouldn't come down for half a year to years.
Until then, uncertainty for undocumented aliens like Steven Rodriguez, who was brought to the U.S. from Mexico as a baby and cannot work legally as a young adult.
I would go out looking for a job and nobody would hire me.
Congress has been unable to agree on a plan to reform an immigration system almost everyone agrees needs to change. But legislative inaction does not excuse executive overreach, according to Republican Congressman Lamar Smith.
The president said, I'm going to give them work permits, I'm going to allow them to stay, I'm going to allow them to get federal benefits. That's where he went beyond what I think he can do.
While some protest, officials in states that brought the lawsuit say they are defending constitutional order. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich.
This is an important constitutional principle. This isn't just even about immigration. It's about whether the President of the United States can act unilaterally on any legal issue.
President Obama is undeterred.
I think the law is on our side and history is on our side. And we are going to appeal it. And we will be prepared to implement this fully as soon as the legal issues get resolved.
Until this week, judicial history would seem to favor Mr. Obama's position.
The federal courts have been fairly deferential to the federal government's policies on immigration, particularly when those challenges are being brought by states. So the states have a tough road to hoe.
The immediate task for immigrant groups, convincing the undocumented to remain engaged and not retreat into the shadows.
I will fight, and I know I have a whole community backing me up that will make sure that my parents stay in this country.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.